Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Each Monday on Transformation Talk Radio, we have some of the most authentic leading-edge teachers on the planet who can help you to discover true empowerment. Hi, Sabrina.
Well, hello, Chris.
We have to tell everybody, this is the first time we've actually done the show sitting next to each other, because normally one of us is in Colorado and the other one is in Washington State. So today,
I'm thrilled to be here with Christine and her beautiful home in the San Juans on Orcas Island, overlooking the ocean. And we are outside on her deck because we are talking about the power of play today.
Right. And it's something we've gotten to be very good at out here on Orcas Island. It's funny because there's all this beautiful nature, and you and I, Sabrina, are working on our book now. So we're trying to be productive, but we understand that we really need to balance it with lots of playtime.
Yes, because, you know, all work and no play makes Sabrina a really grumpy person. Some people even call me the B word because of it.
Yeah, and that's something that I've learned from you, Sabrina, over the years, is the importance of some balance and plenty of playtime. And I still haven't mastered the plenty of sleep yet, which is another thing that you've been working on me about. But the playtime, I've discovered that I'm much more productive if I just wait until I'm inspired much of the time. It's like, and the playtime's an essential part of getting to that space of inspiration.
Yes, it really is, Chris. I mean, I found that, you know, when I was working in mainstream America with the human resources career, it was always work, 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 you know, and my philosophy in life at that time was, you know, let's get everything done and then we might have some fun. And something happened in that rollover accident I had. It all reversed my philosophy and it became, let's play and have fun and everything gets done. And so it is important to work from that inspired action, not motivated action like so many of us do.
Right. You know, it's the have-tos, the shoulds, the drudgery of life. And you know what, folks? How you're spending your life today is how you're spending your life. I mean, we often will put off the fun things till the weekend. We'll often put off like being nurturing to ourselves until another day. We'll often put off the vacations until we're a retirement age. And you know what? Today's the day. Today is the day to have some fun and include that in your life.
Well, all we ever have is now. We never know, you know, tomorrow is not necessarily a given. And many of us have experienced somebody dying unexpectedly and getting sick suddenly and not having that vital life force and that time to play. And nobody was ever on their deathbed going, boy, I wish I spent more time at work.
Right, right. And we understand the necessity of creating a living for yourself where you are making enough money to support yourself and perhaps your family, if you've got a family. But oftentimes we do that instead of bringing ourselves joy. And oftentimes we choose careers that don't bring us joy. And that's a whole other show.
Yes, unfortunately, many people are stuck in those careers that aren't bringing them joy or in the obligations and responsibilities. And, you know, it's interesting that many of us, when we are having a good time, we might start to feel guilty because we are having fun and we didn't necessarily get those dishes done or the laundry's piling up. And, you know, and I am not telling everyone, go quit your job and just, you know, live on the beach. Although, you know, it could be a lot of fun. I might just move in on Christine's deck here.
it's gorgeous here. And we chose to be outside because we thought we wanted to invite all of you to come join us. And perhaps you hear the sounds of the water coming ashore onto the beach. You may hear, I don't know, a boat going by.
I think that's a boat. Oh, and there's a bird.
Yes.
So everybody's chiming in and playing with us.
That's right.
And that's the thing. You know, it's like we look at our children, and they're a wonderful example of the power of play. They're in the moment. They are expressing their joy and having fun, and they're not concerned about their schoolwork or the other things that they need to get done. They're just having fun and being authentically expressive of that joyful being that we all have access to.
And, you know, another important thing about children is that when they're doing all this, they are learning exactly what they need to learn at that age and stage. So their playtime is a way of exploring the world and learning things like language and walking and you know, how Newtonian physics works, you know, when they're rolling a ball or dropping things onto the floor. I mean, they go through and they do all these things, and it's very relevant to their development. And I think that we have a tendency in the Western culture, at least, to separate the work realm from the play realm. And I really think that we need to be more playful within the context of our work as well.
Oh, I agree. You know, and I'm just now seeing my old office environment. And I had a really good friend that we shared very close workspace conditions. We had a half wall that separated us. And so whenever the CEO would come to the corporate office to visit that day, as he was living in a different city within Colorado and would only come in periodically, it would be so much fun for us to get like a wadded ball and just bat it over the half wall at each other. And they'd look at us like we were very strange. But you know, there's something really productive when you're in a work environment. If you can laugh with your coworkers, if you can have a sense of camaraderie and humor throughout your day, it makes those obligations and the things that you have to take care of, your daily tasks, go much smoother and with a lot more ease. And I find that playful employees are actually more productive employees. So I'm going to dare you all to go out there. And we haven't even gotten to the dare of the week. Go to your boss and say, we're going to start playing more.
Everybody bring either a Nerf ball, a Nerf gun, or something else that's safe to play indoors. You know, indoor toys only.
Yeah, water guns, no. Your IT department might get pretty upset.
However, if you happen to be one of these people who works outside, for instance, say you do lawn maintenance, or perhaps you are a construction worker on roads, you know, and you're going to be directing traffic, telling people when it goes down to one lane, when their lane of cars can go, why don't you include that squirt gun and see what kind of reaction you get from some people?
Yeah, no eggs in that case.
Actually, I'm not sure playing with eggs is good at any point.
Well, don't they have those in the little field day thing, like the egg on the
you're right.
Spoon? So
yeah, I guess
it's
so
appropriate.
And I guess if Jeff playing with eggs is fine.
If you know how to juggle.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because you're talking about how playful, happy employees are more productive. I think that we have this concept that a certain amount of time equals a certain amount of productivity, or a certain amount of, a certain amount of product that you create or service that you can create. And you know what? I don't think that 1 hour is equal to 1 hour. I think in terms of when I'm writing, if it's something that I really have to get out and I'm feeling like, oh, I'm feeling a pressure of the deadline and I'm feeling like, this is what I'm supposed to do. It's the shoulds, you know, the inner voices that are saying you should do this, and you need to do it now. Then it's a long process that takes me way too long. And you know what? It's not inspired. My analytic mind can kind of push it out and get it out there. However, I find that it's not as good. But if I wait to get to that place where I'm feeling inspiration, then I can sit down and it can flow. And it can flow in maybe 10% of the time that it would have taken me had I pushed it out and be much better.
Absolutely. When we're approaching anything from that coulda, shoulda, woulda place, it's a struggle and it's almost a hardship. And the productivity is not there. You know, I remember pushing for flexible schedules, and this was back at a time where that wasn't really a very common practice. And I knew that if people had time throughout their day to take care of their personal business, the things that they needed to take care of, without always just being at the office and pushing the pen to paper, so to speak, they were actually much more productive when they were in the office. So less time actually equaled more work or more production. And somehow we have lost sight of that. And so hopefully people are going to start shifting and turning that around.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is our conversation on the power of play and the importance in your life. This is Christine Upchurch, and you are listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will explore more about this fascinating, important subject of playing. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available, but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising, and we are talking about the power of play from a beautiful location and actually enjoying some lovely sunshine in the state of Washington.
Yes, you know, rumor has it that Seattle rains all the time. It's rainy in Seattle all the time, but that's not quite true. Usually July, August, and the first half of September are fairly sunny. And we're enjoying that sunshine. It must be about, I don't know, 70 degrees, something like that. And we are overlooking the calm waters of Puget Sound, north of Puget Sound, and looking out at Mount Baker, which is the second largest mountain in the state of Washington. All this with birds flying around and occasionally a seal, you know, swimming down there and a boat going by. So welcome to our playtime.
Oh, and thank you, Christine, for sharing this magical playground with me. Oh, my goodness. I'm getting so spoiled. I'm adding a lot of things to my vortex, let me tell you. There's some things that I'd like to experience in my life, like a beautiful vacation home and a beautiful location that's perfectly cared for by others. And just imagine how playful it can be to just come out, rest and relax and get away from your everyday life. And thank you again
for sharing it with me. You're so welcome, Sabrina. And you know, this vacation home has actually been a place of great productivity. You know, I've done some of my best writing out here. The 111 activation, which is something that I co-created with some other colleagues, we co-created out here on Orcas Island. And Sabrina, you and I have been working on our book proposal that we're going to be submitting on about Authenticity Rising. And, you know, we're being productive. So in the midst of this beautiful nature and playful environment, also we are creating.
We are creating. And, you know, it is important to take that time to fully connect with oneself before we take on the responsibilities of our day. And, you know, I'm reminded of a time, a playful time, early in my spiritual path when I first started consciously creating my reality and grasping that concept of doing so. And it was over spring break, and I was at home, but my two older children went to visit their grandparents. And during that time, I decided I wanted to, I was clearing out clutter from my house, and I was really trying to streamline everything. And I decided I wanted to redo my son's bedroom. And at the time, he was playing competitive ice hockey and he, big fan of Detroit Red Wings, which didn't make us very popular in Colorado, but that's okay. And so one of the things we had were, my husband had made regulation size hockey goals. But we really only used one primarily to shoot on him in the driveway. And, you know, rarely do we use both of them to go to the ice pond or something like that. So I decided that I could, instead of just throwing it out, reuse it or repurpose it. And I put his twin mattress that fit just perfectly. It slid right in. And it was so much fun. I was having a great time playing with this concept and knew that it was a big surprise for him. And as I'm doing this, I asked my husband to go buy some red bed sheets to match the Red Wings colors. And I was thinking while he was gone that how nice it would be if it actually had two pillowcases, because my son slept with two pillows. And I knew that a twin bed sheet set only came with one pillowcase.
That's right. Absolutely.
So I start in my mind, I'm going, oh, and, you know, and as soon as I didn't want to, I was having so much fun, I didn't worry about it. I just went, you know, I can buy another red one or I could buy a white one, which would match the colors. It'll be just fine. Just don't worry about it. So he comes home with this bed sheet set. And it was, you have to know, this is like one of the very few things I've ever asked my husband to go to a store and buy for me. And he comes home with it, and I go to put it in the washing machine. And as I'm doing that, two pillowcases fell on the floor. I could not believe it. I was like, great. Oh, my goodness, I have two pillowcases. And I thought, well, my goodness, they must be now offering two pillowcases in these twin bed sheet sets, right?
No.
Nope. I read the contents, and very clearly it said one fitted sheet, one sheet, and one pillowcase. And how in the heck he was able to pick the one package from Target. And I still wonder, did it manifest in the package? Did
Or at the factory. Yes,
you know, how did that happen?
And that playful state where you're having fun creating whatever you're going to create is a wonderful energy, vibration to be manifesting things. When you and I were getting on the ferry to head out here to the islands a few days ago, I remember saying, you know, I watched them load a bunch of cars on that were going to another island, and they were on the very front of the ferry, and we were farther back in line, and I said to Sabrina, I said, you know, it's a lot of fun to be on the very front of the ferry in the car, because then you've got this expansive view of the water and where you're heading and all the islands and the trees and perhaps some of the wildlife on the water. And you know, eventually we got directed up this ramp up to the right, and, you know, there's a line of cars going in, and then the man who was, you know, telling each car where to go, he pointed to me and told me to pull out a line, and then he directed us to go down the ramp to the very front of the ferry. So there we were, manifesting. It was just kind of like, oh, it's fun, you know, without a lot of attachment, because that lack of attachment is pretty doggone important, I think, when manifesting.
That's extremely important. And to remain in that playful state, you know, I could have sat there and fallen into my lack, limited consciousness of, oh, don't have a pillow. If I try to find the right red, it's not going to match, you know? And I just went, no, it's all good. Don't worry about it. And just remain playful. And then the universe just delivers it right to you.
Yeah. And, you know, that reminds me of how we often feel the burden of having to do it all ourselves. And in that situation, you delegated something to your husband. Now, you know that he's probably not one to be shopping for sheets normally, right?
That is correct. And or groceries. Yet, or
and you delegated that to him and trusted. And it's funny, because I think one of the reasons why we feel so stuck in the drudgery of all that we need to do is because we don't feel comfortable delegating. You know, we might not feel comfortable asking for help. You know, and when we delegate, when we say, okay, to maybe family members, okay, it's time for you to you know, change the beds this week or whatever. Or it might be a matter of saying to your boss, I'm ending up with way too much admin work. I really could use some assistance here. You know, having the courage to step up and ask for help. But also just speaking to the universe. It's like, yes, you know, this is something I like, and I really don't know how to get it, and I don't have the time or the amount of energy within me to effort to get there. You know, can you please help me out with this? And it is amazing the sorts of things that show up.
Yes, when you are willing to receive or ask and receive. And, you know, that you really touched on something there. I can remember having different projects put upon me, and I wouldn't seek help because I figured it was up to me to figure out how to do it. Because if I didn't know how to do it, then I might be perceived as lacking or inefficient.
Mm.
And that perception from others and how they perceive me was always so important.
Yeah, well, you know, in our workshop, we talk about the different inner voices we have inside of our minds. And trust me, if you're listening to me right now, you may think that the inner voice is your own, but most of those voices inside your head don't belong to you. They belong to parents and, you know, religious leaders and the media and coworkers. It's the sort of thing where we internalize so many things that belong to somebody else, belief systems, judgment that belong to somebody else.
That's right. And yeah, those inner voices, we can easily find ourselves in a state of disallowance from the inner voices alone. They just take us out of alignment. They put us into places off in our childhood. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. I always like to think of myself as really special, but maybe I'm not.
Well, you are special, but you know, every individual is special.
That's right. That's right. We're all very unique. And it's so important for us to honor ourselves and to, yes, ask for help. It's actually a sign of strength. And I'm still learning that. I'm getting better, much better, about asking and receiving the assistance that I need and not trying to figure it all out. And that it's a daily practice. It's something I have to keep reminding myself of.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you're talking about a state of disallowance. Describe for people who aren't familiar with this concept of conscious co-creation what you mean by disallowance.
Well, by disallowance, there's some sort of resistance that we've built up. And when we're trying to figure it all out with our, you know, limited conscious mind, then we tend not to see all the possibilities in which it can unfold. And it goes back to that, you know, trying to figure out how we're going to take care of everything. And that's not our role and responsibility. And actually, you know, I would love to share this fun story with you when we're done from the next break, because it's a little bit longer, but it has to do with delegating, stepping back, trusting, and allowing, and the fun, playful ways that the universe can bring it to us.
Oh, I'm looking forward to hearing that story. And stay tuned, because we are going to be right back. This is Christine Upchurch with Authenticity Rising. Boy, I'm in the vacation zone and my brain has just like turned to mush. Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
1230 WBLQ. This is Sabrina Fritz, and we are back on Authenticity Rising. And I want to share a little story that this uptight control freak, a little bit reformed, I still have that tendency, experienced a few years ago when I learned how to delegate a little bit. And it's based on the teachings of Abraham Hicks. And one of their processes, or I call them play times, was to delegate to the universal manager. And so the philosophy is that we all have this non-physical universal manager that we can go to with our laundry list, our to-do items, and they are so competent and qualified, and no matter what you give your universal manager, they will always take care of it.
And in terms of how you perceive that, for some, you may actually perceive it as guides. You know, the guides might actually have names. Some of you might think in terms of angels, or some might just think of some concept of God. For others, you don't have to believe in any of these entities. Know that the scientists are showing that there is a field that surrounds us with information. So there is support in the field surrounding you.
Yes. And that non-physical support, you know, whatever you want to call it, in this case, it was my universal manager. I had a list of things that I wanted to do. After I left my career in human resources, I focused some attention on my husband's business, a tattoo studio, and which did triple the year that I left my job. And so
wait a minute, I just want to get this straight. You left your job and left a whole bunch of income on the table, and your husband's tattoo studio business tripled.
Tripled the year that I left. And talk about confirmation and validation for me that when we prioritize what's important in our lives, we're always fully supported. And one of the things that I wanted to do, you know, with my universal manager, because my goal wasn't to leave corporate office and then sit inside of a tattoo studio every day working nonstop hours. And I knew that I could support his business without having to be on location. And so I asked my universal manager, one of the things I said is, you know, I'd like to create a buzz in the community because, you know, we have so many referrals coming from people would refer their mom or dad to the tattoo studio, or they would refer their children. And I just love that kind of thing. A very family-oriented business. And
yes, moms and dads get tattoos too.
I know. And grandmas even. Oh my gosh. Actually, our oldest client was 82 years old when he got his first tattoo, a memorial tattoo for his wife.
Oh,
and
that's great.
So sweet. So I asked the universal manager to create this buzz within the community so that people could find us and it would be easy and it wasn't me, you know, flipping signs on the street corner or any of those things that, you know, some people believe they have to do to drive business to their establishments. And one day, it was shortly after my second Hawaiian cruise with Abraham, which, by the way, I highly recommend their cruises. And someday I'm going to be speaking on a cruise ship, so I highly recommend mine, too. But one of the women that I connected with there shared a story that she used what's called a tally counter. And a tally counter is like one of those little metal or plastic devices that, you know, people punch as different people are walking into a business so that they, you know, have a count of the people that are in there.
They use it in baseball games to count the number of pitches to make sure that a pitcher doesn't, you know, pitch too many times. Yeah.
Right. So it's used in different ways. And one of the ways in which she was using it was every time she consciously co-created something, if she had a thought about something and it manifested in the physical reality, she clicked her tally counter. And I love that idea versus carrying a little journal and a book to, you know, write your blessings in or whatever. I thought, you know, that's so quick and convenient and actually, you know, very easy to have with you at all times. So my husband liked the idea as well, and he wanted one. And when I got home, I told a girlfriend, and she thought that was a great idea, and so she wanted one as well. So I had an order for 3 tally counters. And I did some research online because I'm a very frugal person. If I can get something on sale, I just get all excited. The more money I save, the more money I spend, you know? So I find that the Office Depot happened to have the best price, and I called their store to see if by any chance they had them in the store in stock, because I didn't necessarily want to order them online and pay shipping and wait. And they told me they did. And I went, okay, the next time I'm in town, I'm going to stop at Office Depot and get one. So this day I was in town, I pull into the parking lot. I go in, I walk into the store, and I have to ask somebody where the tally counter is, because, you know, sure, it's not like they have a aisle of tally counters.
Right.
So I got pointed in the right direction. I'm standing there and I'm looking at this one on the wall and I'm going, okay, well, there's only one on the rack. And I'm going, I need 3. Mm-hmm. And it was like $11.99 instead of $8.99 that it was advertised online.
Right.
So I'm thinking, no, I don't know. And I'm trying in my mind, I'm going, do I want to pay more and have it now, have the instant gratification, or do I want to order it online? I'm kind of going back and forth, trying to figure this all out. And I pull out my cell phone to call my husband to get his opinion. And as I was doing that, a gentleman walked at the end of the aisle, and he paused and he saw me as wearing a tie. It was the store manager.
Right.
And he asked me if there was anything he could help with. And I said, well, I want this tally counter, but I need 3 and there's only one. He's like, oh, we have more up on the top shelf here. And so he grabbed the ones from the top shelf and he was pulling them down. I said, well, that's great. And I said, but you know, online it's advertised for this price and it's a lot more here. And he goes, oh, no, don't worry, I can price match that. And I said, for all 3? And he said, yeah. So he called up to the cashier to let her know that I was coming with these tally counters and what price to ring them up at. And I'm all excited. You know, I'm getting the price I want. I'm getting everything I want all at once. It's nice and easy. It's flowing. And I'm standing in line.
And you're manifesting, you're going to have to, like, tally it off.
Yeah, exactly. Couldn't wait to open it, you know, and start playing with it. And as I'm standing there in line, waiting my turn, the cashier, you know, was very friendly. And I noticed that she had this beautiful rose tattoo on her wrist. And I thought, you know, that's really nice. It looks a little familiar, the work, artwork, style and everything. I said, but beautiful colors. And so after she's done ringing me up, I complimented her on her tattoo. I said, you know, that's just a beautiful tattoo. And she said, oh, thank you. I got it at Alternative Arts. And she points to the direction of our studio. And I kind of smiled at her and I said, well, you know, that's my husband's studio. And she goes, are you Sabrina? And I went, yes, I am. And she goes, your husband loves you so much. He talks about you and your children. You can just tell how much he loves you. And I just love this tattoo. And I have to go get more business cards because I've handed them all out. Everyone compliments me all the time. And then look, I even have your pen. And she pulls out the pen from her smock and shows me our tattoos. And I'm just like, there's the buzz in the community.
Right.
My goodness. And so, yeah, I rush to my car, open up my tally counter, and I start going, click, 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 click. It was so fun and such wonderful validation that, yes, you're, you know, delegate and you get it done. Yeah. It happens.
It's a fabulous story because, you know, you knew exactly what you wanted and you knew what you wanted to manifest and you made it clear that you to your universal manager, is that who you call?
Yeah, I just called to the universal manager.
And then you did take some action, however, right? You went to the store and you were getting your tally counter. And so you did take some action. You had to talk to the manager. You said, oh, that's not quite what I wanted because I wanted more of those. I wanted 2 more of those. And I wanted, you know, the $8.99 instead of the $11.99 or whatever. So you were actually moving forward and taking action. So it's not like you just put it out there. You were actually following through doing what felt right. And that's an important thing to remember whenever you're going to be working on manifesting something. It's oftentimes you actually need to take inspired action. You were inspired to go to that store. And I bet you had some business cards to give that woman who had that tattoo on her arm, right?
Oh, of course I did. You know, although I'm finding carrying business cards is a little cumbersome. I'm thinking of just having the website tattooed on me. It might be a little easier.
So people could just take a picture of it with their phones.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Oh, gosh.
Well, so it is fun when you get into that playful state and you can just detach a little bit, not try to figure out when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, what you need to do to make it happen, and just be present and listen to that guidance. And, you know, it was an interesting thing because in town that day, I didn't necessarily go into town to go to Office Depot. And when I say I'm going into town, I live on a mountaintop. It takes me, you know, 35 to 40 minutes to get into a town, you know, to have some decent shopping and everything. And I received the information. Oh, yeah, you wanted to go to Office Depot. And that thought came in. So right. It was all perfect.
Yes, perfect alignment. In fact, you know, so many of us have control issues where we want to determine exactly the path from getting from, you know, where we're at now to where we want to be or manifesting whatever it is we want to manifest. And when we let go, the universe gives us surprises like that. Like, oh, here you go. Here's the buzz in the community. And you can help facilitate it by handing over some business cards and connecting with this woman. So now she's not only got the picture of your husband and the studio itself, she sees you, who, you know, you're also, you know, you work behind the scenes at the studio as well. And you're an integral part of that. And a part of the family, so to speak. So she was able to get a broader perception of the energy of the studio, and you were able to help with that buzz by doing your part, handing her over some business cards, which isn't a very tough job, mind you.
No, it's...
But seriously, being in alignment meant when you heard that message from Office, you know, about going to Office Max, you stopped in there, and the timing was perfect. Okay, you know, maybe if you'd gone up to the front of the store 5 minutes earlier, you would have gotten somebody else, another salesperson. And instead, there only was one of those, and you had to wait until a manager came over and helped you get it off the top shelf. So even the delays that we experienced along the way, we should recognize that it's all perfection unfolding. And
it
let go. Let go
really
of control.
A little breadcrumb.
I love that story. Well, this is Christine Epchurch with Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. We are going on a quick break, and when we return, it's time for our regular segment, Authenticity Rising into Action, where you get to play along. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
1230 WBLQ.
Hello, everyone. This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And I just want to say, I'm having so much fun on the show today.
It's fun. I mean, first of all, it's a blast to be right next to each other, you know, so we don't have to wonder when the other person's going to talk because we got the visual cues. But being out here on the deck in this beautiful sunshine amongst the tall trees and overlooking the water, I mean, how perfect is this?
It's pretty darn perfect. I think we're going to make this a weekly thing. If I didn't have to take a plane, train, automobile, and a ferry to get here.
Right. Yes, I know. It's a bit of a trek out here. But it just reminds us of how important it is to connect with nature and to connect with the playful child within, you know, because when that child within is satisfied, then it allows things to unfold much more easily.
You're so right. And, you know, that's going to lead us into this week's Authenticity Rising into Action and our Dare of the Week.
Yeah, and remember, we dare you every week to join us in some sort of little exercise or some sort of little thing that really isn't asking a lot. So, you know, think about just following through with this.
And we got to remember, dares are playful. Remember, truth or dare? Of course, with my kids, I only say, you know, truth. Because I'm not so sure I want their dares.
But. Well, although with children, you know, telling them the full truth of our own childhoods can be a little tricky.
That's so true, so true. Yeah. I still shock them once in a while, I think. But the dare of the week is when you're facing something that you are feeling a little uncertainty about, a little hesitation, not sure how to move forward or proceed.
Or perhaps you're feeling like this is something you should do, you have to do, but you're feeling some inner resistance to it.
Then take some time out to play.
Yeah.
It's important to get that little break. And everyone has their own idea of play, you know, and that's the wonderful thing. We live in a very diverse world with different ideas and aspirations, and then they're all perfect. So whatever your idea of play is, if it's a walk in nature, if it's playing in a swimming pool, mm-hmm. if it's going outside, having a game of catch with one of your children.
Yeah, or it might even be something that's nurturing, like a bubble bath with candlelight, you know, where you're using your favorite scented soaps, you know, something that feels fun and nurturing.
Do that and then revisit what it is that you're feeling a little hesitancy or resistance in doing and see if it flows a little bit easier. And if it's not flowing yet, that just means you need more playtime.
And also, you know, when you are actually intervening, like you're feeling resistance, you really don't feel like doing it, but you think you have to, or you're just not sure about how to proceed, listen to the inner voices that come up for you, because when you choose to play instead, I guarantee for most of you, you're going to have a dictatorial voice inside your head telling you, no, no, you have to do it now. You should do it now. You know, you're not being responsible. You know, we have this inner critic that says nasty things to us. I don't know if you guys listen within your heads. Boy, oh boy, if it's anything like my head, there are some mean things that I say to myself.
Oh, yeah, we all do that. And I don't think anyone is immune to it, unfortunately. And I'm hoping that that's one of the things that we're going to be experiencing as we experience these wonderful shifts on the planet. We'll start letting go of that inner critic and be in a more self-accepting, self-loving state of being, because I really think we're meant to be there.
Oh, yeah. And that's what authenticity is about. It's about, you know, aligning with our soul, aligning with that connection to source, aligning with the love and the joy. And yeah, that doesn't mean that we don't experience painful things in our lives, but it's really a matter of allowing. And as I'm saying this, I'm watching a bald eagle fly right past the deck, soaring over the water. And how perfect is that?
That was pretty darn perfect. I'm thinking that eagle saying, it's playtime.
It is. And it's always fun to watch them because, you know, their work that they're, you know, feeding themselves and their babies, it's a playful state of being. It's about soaring on the wind and diving into the water. And it's clear that they feel, well, I don't know if they feel the emotions of joy, but it's just so much in the moment and with such flow. And I think that's one of my goals, is to get to that place in my life when, you know, just about every moment of my day is in that state of joy and flow and in the moment.
That is so true. And I think our animal friends have so much to teach us, just like our children do. Somehow we have lost sight. We think we're the ones that are trying to mold our kids. They are so wise. And, you know, the animal kingdom as well, they are always connected, it seems to be. And I find that, you know, just even petting a cat or your dog can just bring you right back into alignment so easily.
Right.
And, you know, it's one of the fun things. It was recommended, like cats, for example. Abraham was talking about how, you know, just if you, when you pet a cat and you're petting a cat, they're just like, me, 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 me. You know, yes. they don't like turn around and go, it's your turn. Let me rub your back. You know, let me pet you. It's all about them. And when I heard this, and you can hear the plane flying over now, when I heard this for the first time, I thought, you know, that's so true. That is so true. And I ended up, one day I had my cat on my lap and I was petting the cat, and in my head I'm saying, me, 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 you know, and I'm not saying this out loud. I'm just hearing it in my voice, and I'm stroking the cat and I'm having such a good time. And across the room, my youngest daughter, Tabitha, and she was probably about six or maybe five or six at the time, she just verbally out loud said, me, 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 me. And that was such confirmation that when you're in the flow, everyone else around you is as well.
Yeah, that's fabulous. So, you know, we have to let you know about a couple things coming up. First of all, we have a seminar, an Authenticity Rising workshop in Seattle, September 15th. We're so excited to be doing that. And Sabrina, you've got something going on in August, right?
Yes, Living in Alignment, August 11th and 12th at Sunrise Ranch in Loveland, Colorado. And it's a slumber party. Oh. I'm so excited.
Feet pajamas optional, you know.
Well, it is kind of those. Yes, I have fitted pajamas. What
you do?
I remember that.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, me and my daughters all have matching fitted pajamas.
That's
so, yes.
Great. That's great. You know, if you want more information, find us on Facebook, Authenticity Rising, and go to AuthenticityRising.com. Also, we'd love to hear from you if you have done one of the Dares of the Week or you've been to one of our workshops and you want to give us some feedback about your experience. You can email us at
info@authenticityrising.com.
Yeah.
We set that up this week. We're so proud of ourselves.
It doesn't take much to make us giggle, you know, because we're in a state of fun and play, even when we're working most of the time.
Yes.
So thanks for joining us today. It's been so much fun to be here with you, Sabrina. Please join us every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Pacific time. Visit our website, AuthenticityRising.com, and have a great week. We will see you here next week.
Have a place.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available, but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.